Today's sponsor is Thompson Island Brewing. Thompson Island Brewing Company is an independent craft brewery and a local restaurant that celebrates the coastal Delaware lifestyle. Named after an island in Rehoboth Bay, Thompson Island Brewing Company features a wood-fired grill for favorites that are reminiscent of beach picnics and bonfires. To find out more about this award-winning restaurant, including hours and menu, visit thompsonislandbrewing.com. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check it out. Local folks doing local podcasts. Pretty awesome. So good morning, Kyle Schaefer. How are you this fine, overcast sort of morning?
Oh, I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. It's beautiful. I feel the turn. The turn in the weather. It's not freezing. It's not like a polar wind blowing across the land this morning.
It feels great outside.
So you were saying you run?
I do.
What's your regimen?
Well, Runner. I run. I do sprints. I lift 6 days a week.
Mm, okay.
In my home gym.
Nice.
Not ready to go back to the gym wearing the mask.
No, it is a at my age, I'm 52. I'm struggling between I'm completely happy and I'm starting to get a little fat. So, you know, I excel in like weightlifting and exercise when I'm usually pretty sad. You know, like if a breakup or something has happened and you're like, "Ugh," and you just kind of start over, a little reset, but I'm happy, you know? So, it's all I can do to get up like this morning we ran and grind it out, but I'm struggling a bit.
Well, you need to find what you love to do and then do it.
Eat.
I mean,
you're saying, Kyle, is I need to continue eating those Reese's peanut butter cups that I've been eating. They're like the devil discs.
You can eat them, but maybe one per week.
No. Kyle, come on now.
And I'm older than you.
I'm eating like eight a night.
Oh, well, that's not good.
So it's really 1, 2, 4 packages. They're small. No, they're good. But you know, it's tough. You know, I'm happily married and have a wonderful life, and it's hard to, especially this is to get into a gym. I started doing push-ups.
Well, push-ups are good.
They're horrible, right?
You can do them anywhere, everywhere.
And nobody likes to do them.
They're extremely challenging.
They're challenging, and I'm going to admit it on the air, but I literally had to really almost start at 10.
10 is a good point. It's a starting point. And then go from there.
And during early in the winter, I was like, maybe I'll just do, push-ups on my knees. Because I do have a bad back. And I'm like, well, it's my back. So I'm just going to do these. Like I'm looking for an out of these push-ups. And, I'm feeling, I do need to do something. So I've started a little push-up routine. I'm up to 22.
22 is good. And then you can change it to a tricep push-up.
Ooh, is that a little okay? So tricep, is closer. The wider, the more chest.
Yes,
right?
And you can make a diamond shape.
Okay.
With your hands, and then go down and keeping your elbows close to your body.
If I was going to pick like three exercises, like to be at home, I don't want to have a home gym. I don't have one. If I was going to try to pick three, kind of like maybe the push-up, maybe just a squat, unweighted squat, maybe, mm-hmm. And what would you give me?
Definitely
would your be
something with abs. You might
abs.
There's a million different ab exercises.
I hate abs.
Yeah, and then just go and take a run.
I hate them so much I've covered them with a nice layer of goo.
Well, you need strong abs and a strong lower back. So if your lower back is not strong, that means your abs are not strong. It's a whole thing. You can't just do one body part. You really have to do
I'm looking all for three. Three body parts. Well, my back hurts because I used to deadlift.
Oh.
You got to deadlift. Deadlift is the most amazing exercise. I'm like, you got it. And I did it. And then I got cocky. And
lifted
I pulled.
Too heavy.
And, yep. I don't. I guess it was too heavy because I hurt my back. But I had done the weight before. It was my form. Mm-hmm. I didn't respect it. It seems like everything, you're super excited about it in the beginning, and then over time it just becomes, this thing, and that's kind of what happened. I didn't respect the exercise. I didn't respect the lift, and I'm like, I've done this before, and I just kind of lifted and popped it. And I, I, I'm probably the most annoying ex-deadlifter because if anybody posts deadlifts on YouTube or on Facebook, I'm always like, you shouldn't do deadlifts. It is the most amazing exercise, you know, and you get kind of talked down to a bit. And I'm like, that's fine, but I can tell you, my kids ask me, Daddy, what's your one regret? Deadlifting. And listen, I've run the streets. I've had my rough patches in life, and out of all the regrets, it's deadlifting.
I think that everything in moderation and form is everything. I don't even think that you have to lift super, super heavy, but no. If your form is perfect and you're doing XYZ and you're watching everything in the mirror or just even the way you grip a weight, everything. Mm. You just have to really be careful. As we age, I'm going to be 54.
Nice.
And I don't lift as heavy as I used to.
No.
It's too easy to get an injury.
I knew a guy when I lived over in Eastern Maryland. He didn't lift weights at all. He did only body weight and bands.
Bands are excellent.
And he did pull-ups. And I swear to God, this guy, if you see this guy's back and his shoulders were like freaking two bowling balls. Just doing pull-ups.
Wow.
And I can do a couple maybe.
Pull-ups is another exercise.
Pull-ups, but they're brutal. You know, it's like, I'm going to do every exercise that kind of works these same muscles, but I'm not doing this one, the pull-up.
Well, how are you doing pull-ups? Because there's, you know, the way that you do it like this, that's wrong. You have to do it, this is wrong. You have to do it the other way.
I don't think with your hands facing you is wrong, but you're definitely hitting some different muscles. You're mm-hmm. definitely doing a little bit more bicep. So it's not wrong.
It's not wrong, but it's like you're never going to find that in nature.
That's fifth grade. Those are fifth grade pull-ups, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to do it like this.
Yeah, you need to do it like that. And when you're really good,
your palms
you just
facing outward.
And Instagram now puts it, there's people on there. I mean, you see these guys, they pull up, they shift, they pull.
Oh,
they do
yeah.
this whole like circular thing in the pull-up. I'm like, bro. It's another level. Now I'm forgetting. I'm not doing any pull-ups.
I hate pull-ups, too.
Well, I think if you can get a band, you can set it up to give you a little assistance. Mm-hmm. So
you can do inverted pull-ups, too.
Yeah.
With the bar and then go underneath the bar and lift. And that's hard, too. Lift yourself up.
Well, this injury it's bad enough where I'm constantly injured, but it's not bad enough where I can't really do anything about it. And honest, I've had conversations with doctors about getting it repaired, and they're like, we can repair it, but everything on each side of it is going to start to become weak, yeah. and that'll be the next injury. That'll be the next failure. So I'm just...
I think you should stay away from all surgeries if you can.
Yes.
Maybe strengthen your abs to help with your lower back.
Okay. All right, so...
Even though you hate abs, everything comes easier.
I hate them because I'm fat.
The more practice you have with them, it's easier.
Squeezing my fat again. I don't know. Maybe this is... I don't know.
Get yourself an ab roller.
52. What is a dad bod?
Oh, if you want to not have a dad bod, you don't have to. You should invest in an ab roller.
If you don't want a dad bod, don't be a dad.
If you don't want a dad bod, then do something about not being having a dad bod.
don't have any kids, and just play the field until you head on to the next.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think if you want something bad enough, you can do and achieve anything you want.
Yes, I agree. And then the next day starts, and we try it all over.
And so then those chocolate bars. Or calling your name.
So let's talk, you know, we can talk about tons of stuff, but let's talk about an important subject that's you know, the Burrell family. We
yes.
know, if you've lived around this town, you know, Smokin' D's Barbecue. Catherine is a huge supporter of this area. When my niece Lily was in an accident, you know, the first people that had the fundraiser was Smokin' D's. I mean, they're just wonderful, wonderful people, part of this community, been around for a long time. Well, now it's their turn, right? You know, mm-hmm. And if you don't know, they have a son who has been was injured in a ski accident, and you know, just as a father, my worst fear, as a friend, my worst fear for friends, and he had a spinal cord injury, and you know, we're knock on wood, pray, you know, hopes and prayers that he can find some sort of recovery. What that looks like, we don't know, but. We know that they need this town right now. And so we're going to do, I'm not, there is a fundraiser going on. tell me about it, because you told me about it in the beginning, and I was like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. Sure. So go for it.
So I believe it was in January 12th, I'm pretty sure. If not, it was in January, early parts of January. Gavin had a snowboarding accident. He was with his older brother, Colin, who was one of my son's best friends. And he had terrible injuries. He is actually still in rehab, and they haven't been home, him and his mother, since the accident. He's due to come home on April 20th, 21st.
Yeah.
But right now he's in rehab at McGee Hospital in Pennsylvania. And my girlfriend, Andrea, she's owns T-Shirt World on the Avenue. She's mm-hmm. like, Kyle, we got to do something. So we decided to form a committee. I called Julie Hudson and asked her if she would be on board to have it at the big field. She said, absolutely. We got Andy Fitzke involved. He's one of the dads of Hope for Success,
yep.
Of two of the boys. Kathy Benson, she has been around for many, many years with the expo that they do at Hudson Fields as well. And we just started putting it together. We decided May 16th was going to be the day from 12 to 6 with the rain date the next Sunday, May 23rd. And we just put sponsorships together. I asked Andy if Hope for Success could play. He wound up just becoming in charge of all the amazing bands that he has that are all donating their time for the event. We have pony rides, a petting zoo, tug of war, spear throwing. That's spear throwing and tug of war is going to be sponsored by Rise Fitness, another girlfriend of mine who owns Rise Gym. And then, oh my gosh, there's so many things. We're having a silent auction, a live auction. Ticket sales are only $10. Children under 12 are free. It's all to help raise money for their family.
Yeah, I remember when this happened, not this same incident, but, you know, the same kind of thing happened to my niece. You know, when a child like that all of a sudden becomes kind of wheelchair bound, we don't really understand what that's like, but you literally have to change your whole house. I mean, Brian and Kelly had to put in hardwood or whatever it was, because carpet wasn't going to work with a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. They have to put in ramps. They have to open doorways. It's a lot. And, you know, I know that when this all happened to Lily and they had that big fundraiser over at Smoke and D's, that's what that money went to, was refitting this the house.
Mm-hmm.
And actually a vehicle. I mean, it's...
Yes.
We don't even think... We don't even realize all the stuff that goes into when something like this happens.
We actually have all of that coming together with people going out to the home and seeing what the house needs. I have the specs on the wheelchair for the beach, so now I'm working on that piece. There's so many different pieces that most people don't realize what you need when you have a child that is handicapped or paralyzed from the chest down. There's just so many components.
Well, we're so blessed, right, to live in a town where this kind of thing happens. You know, it's whether it's this incident, whether it's Lily. You know, I remember the gentleman from the pest control when his accident. I forget his name, but you know, this town rallies, and it's nice to be part of a community. And yes, you know, we change floors, we find vehicles, but you know, for the boroughs to see this kind of outreach from the community, I mean, it makes a pretty unfortunate situation a little bit better. Mm-hmm. At least they know they're not alone, right?
They're not alone. There's so many people that are coming out to support them,
and they've been on the podcast. I've known them for a long time, and they're just great. They've been on the podcast. We talked about Smoke and D's.
Oh my gosh, they're actually Smoke and D's as far as food and drink. Smoke and D's is going to be out, and they're going to serve their pulled pork. The whole family's coming. We have Revelation Craft Brewery beer truck. Our beer truck's going to be there.
Reach out to Miss Apillion.
They've
been on the podcast.
Okay.
Eric Williams. He's a great guy, and I'm sure that he'd want to be part of it.
Yeah, so we have the beer will be flowing. We have...
You have any of that mead? Fill my horn with mead?
We're going to have...
I don't drink, by the way.
We're going to have...
It's about as fun as I get right there.
Oh, okay. We're going to have a bunch of food trucks, Smash Mouth Burger, Grandpa Mac. Yeah, that's right. And then Kona Ice, Starkey's from the Boardwalk. It's going to serve fried Oreos, cotton candy.
Now you're talking you're singing my tune now.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a video screen underneath a tent to show all the different sponsors and their logos and how they, you know, all the different people that help make this event amazing.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because we have, you know, the East, the beach, the boardwalk, and everything kind of takes place down at the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. That's where it all happens, right? But we started kind of getting a little niche over here on the other side, mm-hmm. you know, with this Hudson Field, you know, and they've, back in the day, we used to do the pumpkin chunk in there, and I don't know if you were here then, but that was fun. That was the good old days when pumpkin chunking was at Hudson Field, and they're trying to kind of revamp it and try to kick it back. They've had some great artists through the, you know, this last summer, and then unfortunately with the pandemic. But we had Jaws Fest,
and that was excellent.
you know, unfortunately, it's kind of an unfortunate event. But I think people are ready to they want to do stuff. I mean, I remember Jaws Fest; it was a big turnout. People are just looking to get out, and especially if it's for a good cause. And
it's all open air. People are itching to get out, but it's also fun for the whole entire family. And then the public, just our community, which is an amazing community, just wants to show the support to the Burrell family.
Yeah. Well, they've been here for a while.
Yeah.
You know, Titanic was carrying pulled pork, and I was eating it. And then it ran out. And I felt like, I don't want to ask him to make any right now. I feel like being inappropriate, but come on now. That pork is good. I haven't seen any smoke down on the corner lately. I'm like, uh-oh. So, but, you know, whatever we can do, I said the salon would obviously do some sort of gift basket or a gift bag, you know, for a silent auction. So any way I can help, and maybe we can donate a gift bag for from the network as well.
Something, that would be great.
Something fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so... What is your deal? I mean, are you into exercise? What I mean,
my deal is I used to be a fitness.
What's your deal, Kyle?
I used to be a fitness competitor. Where the week before or 2 weeks before COVID happened to come along and shut everybody down, my competition was, I guess, said c'est la vie.
Yeah,
they shut down and. Which fitness competitors, all competitors, it takes months and months and months. And
so you were a bodybuilder?
Yes, a bodybuilder, fitness figure. So
fitness figure, yep. Am I saying? So little is bit there a smaller, better,
well,
different
it's
term?
Bodybuilding, but it was, there's different terms. There's bikini, there's fitness figure, there's bodybuilding, there's physique. There's just different levels. So I was a fitness figure competitor.
Fitness figure. So that probably would mean a little more muscle?
More muscle than a bikini.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And loved it. I miss it so much, but I also am a natural competitor. So I like to go and be in the circuit with other natural competitors.
You say natural meaning natural.
Natural meaning
no juice.
No juice. And
are the juice still going on?
Oh, yes it
oh
is.
Oh my.
And the so the ones that I like to do and to walk on stage and perform are the ones that actually do drug testing.
Yes. You want to be all natural.
All natural.
I think that's great.
And the older you get, I mean, I think it's more important. For me, I don't have anything against any of the other competitors. You still have to work just as hard. But for me, I just like to take the natural way. Just eat clean and lift heavy.
I feel like they should have a category of juicing.
Well, they do. They just don't drug test,
right? But I mean, like in cycling and all of it, they should say, "Listen, you have a juice category," and then I feel like people would be more like, "Well, I want to be clean." Like I feel like if they created that category or that whatever that's called,
mm-hmm. Well, they do. They have natural competitor.
Yeah, but
they're not as big,
but not in like biking.
Right.
Bike racing. It's like you want to, like a Tour de France, you know, they're all clean, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. But I feel like if they had a group that just was like, yeah, we juice, we're doing all the drugs. Did you ever see Icarus? Mm-mm. There's a show on Netflix. It's called Icarus. And this guy is a bicyclist. He is, you know, he races, you know. There's another race that's, it's not the Tour de France. It's a race that basically takes the seven hardest days of the Tour de France and puts them into 1 week race. And so it's the same kind of, you know, you have the day, you race during the day, but he raced he did the race clean and he ended up finishing fourth in this race. And he decided that he was going to go ahead and try to do the Lance Armstrong regiment. So he hires this guy and ends up connecting with this Russian, the guy that's in charge of all of Russia's Olympic athletes and everything. Well, it's crazy because this story starts off as this guy, because he wants to do this Lance Armstrong regiment, and he ends up doing it, and he finishes worse. He finishes worse. It's very interesting. But during this movie, this documentary, he ends up hooking up with this guy who ends up, he basically shines a light on all the Russian Olympics are doping. And right. He finds, it's called Icarus. It's really good. But it turns out he drugged and it didn't work out.
Wow.
So I feel like, I wonder if we made a category where you could do the drugs, you know, juice, do whatever it is, and how many people would be more inspired to be clean now that that existed.
Right, right.
You know?
Because they put it all they put it all together and they don't drug test. So you're up against other competitors that might have done cycling of some sort.
Mm.
And I always did fairly well. I always was in the top five, even against women that may have or may have not drugged.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
And I like the whole sport. I like lifting. I like, it puts me in a great place, state of mind. It helps me get through my day. I start off my day every morning with cardio, fasting cardio. I eat and then I lift.
Well, it's nice when you can find, you know, because I run. I'm not great at it. I'm not a, you know,
right,
runner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not putting down 6 minute, 7 minute miles and doing, you know, 10 miles a day. But we get up 3 days a week and we run 5 miles.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun, which I think is absolutely the most important thing, mm-hmm. is to really enjoy it. I run with great people. So we have fun conversations. We take pictures. we're not setting any records, but darn it, you know, I'm not.
Clears your head.
You can find a situation where, like, oh my God, if I can't be that good, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to, if I can't put down this type of number or, you know, this sort of, if I can't win something or if I can't be the best, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
You have to, I had to, well, I never, I was lucky I was running, period. But, you know, we still, you know, want to participate in knowing that we're not the best, but we're still just enjoying it.
Yeah, and that's the most important.
And I've talked about, you know, I always feel like if you're not suffering a little bit in your life, you're not really living this, mm-hmm. life. You're just getting whatever you want. So to me, running, you know, if you're getting up in the morning, I'm sure you probably maybe would rather sleep in maybe some days.
If
and
I
you
could
just
sleep in,
it.
I would sleep in. Yeah. I just don't
got
sleep
a broken
in.
Sleeper.
Yeah, I'm up at the crack of dawn. Some most days now, because I'm involved in a lot of different fundraisers. Most days at 4 a.m.
Oh,
but I go to bed by 8:30.
Oh, God, you're taking it to the next level.
I know, it's terrible.
Well, I go to bed at 11. I get up at 6.
Okay,
5:30, 5:15, 6. I was up at 5:15 this morning. I'm an early riser,
and so am I.
It definitely helps that I don't drink. I know that's not the be all end all, but you know, when you don't drink, you're boing, bounce right out of the bed in the morning. Uh-huh. So I love running in the dark with headlamps.
Wow.
With the monsters.
That's awesome.
With the creepy things. It's just, and you know, I think we're all trying to be a little bit unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all just want our little unique niche. And, you know, running in the dark with a headlamp, it's, you know, it's maybe not unique, but it gives us a little bit of a little pep in the morning.
I think it's great. I think it's great that you do that.
So do you think, as when we mentioned, do you want to talk about the shot? Because the COVID, because you mentioned you may not want to get it right away. A little nervous?
I just have a lot of friends that are in the medical or know people in the medical field. I'm just a little nervous. My husband did get the shot, and I'm just going to wait a little bit.
Okay. What do you, what, like?
I just don't know, you know, what's going to happen down years down the road when they find out you might develop a third arm. I don't know, from the shot.
How awesome would a third arm be? I mean,
one more arm to lift
Thank
with.
You.
That's
like,
more. This is more.
I'm cracking
for
my
your
knuckles.
Job.
Yeah, I'm cracking my knuckles and I'm drinking my coffee.
It could be.
I got my shot,
awesome.
And I'm hoping for a third arm now.
Oh my god! I just.
Well, I got my shot and it. I had a sore arm, but I felt. Yeah. I mean, it didn't really do anything.
And then
to
you'll
me.
Have the second shot soon.
I'm going to try to get it on Friday.
So
I just want to
be. My son did have COVID. He had. He's a senior at University. Delaware, and he just got over COVID. He just had a really terrible headache and lost his sense of smell and taste.
Right. I'm not worried about dying from it. I'm not, you know, but my spirit is dying. You know, these masks. I'm in a social business. I mean, I cut hair, but I am a talker.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I do a podcast. I do about 10 podcasts a day. They just happen to pay me. But, you know, I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And that's what my job is. Bring fresh conversation usually. But to have a mask is just killing it. And, you know, now I feel like I'm just, you know, I'm just providing a service, you know, good morning. And then, I leave them because I want to go sit in my office with my mask off.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I want to get out of this mask thing.
I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Oh, we're already working on it.
Well, I hope so.
Well, if someone's been vaccinated and you've been vaccinated and you ask, I mean, what's the difference if I sit and talk to a person doing their hair or I sit at a restaurant table?
Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
But I say, do you want to wear a mask? I don't. I said, okay. And then we take our masks off and we're like,
and that's,
It's like,
you don't have your mask on? Okay. That's awesome.
Well, I think we're over the people that are telling on us now.
Yeah.
I've had a teller. Someone told on me.
That's awful.
I said, lady, what you suffer from, mask will not cure. Crickets. But, I feel like we're kind of coming through it. So what will you take from this? I mean, do you take how awesome our lives have been and how much we should appreciate it and yada, yada, yada? Or are you just like...
I didn't have a hard time with the whole, you know, staying at home kind of thing. I thought I'm a real social butterfly. I'm always out there with friends and I like to go places and do things, but I don't know. It made me appreciate life so much more. I appreciated my husband more. It actually brought us closer together, even with the two kids that were in college. I thought it would be, we're going to end up in divorce to
it's
be together.
A bit.
It has to a lot of people. But it actually brought us closer together. I enjoyed it. As long as I stayed home, I enjoyed it. But I didn't stay home like we were all supposed to. My friend, Robin Verdery, her and I just did our thing. We had masks on, but we went out.
Well, we live in a pretty unique place because, you know, around the country, people are freaking out of work. You know, it is in turmoil what's going on. And we're here at the beach, like nothing's going on. There's more people here now than before.
Oh, they're coming in droves now.
It is crazy. We were running this morning and we were talking about how bad the freaking traffic. My buddy was coming over to the house this morning at 5 a.m. He said there was traffic.
Oh my gosh, that early?
Yeah. And it's, you know, we're a destination. So people are constantly coming here. So we don't really feel it like other places. I was telling him I'm busier now in the hair business than ever. It's crazy.
That's excellent.
Well, it is, but you know, we're just very blessed and very lucky to have our situation. Hopefully, we can. Because I was watching this thing last night, and this guy was talking about how we go through these 80 year cycles, and we're in the last 20 years of an 80 year cycle, and it began with the end of like World War II, and the end of the first 20 year cycle was Can you bring something up? Yeah. Spirited man, on YouTube, but he talks about this 80-year cycle, and we're in the last 20 years, and it's called the crisis. And the first 20 years started with the end of World War II. The first 20 ended with the death of JFK. And if anybody has a chance to go see Van Neistat on YouTube, he's Casey Neistat's brother. He is doing a fantastic YouTube show called The Spirited Man. And it's just, he doesn't have any clue the YouTube game. So his YouTube is very unique, but it's very, he goes through this, that thing right there. We are in a fourth turning. What does that mean? And it talks about this last 20 years of this 80-year cycle, and it's called the crisis. And history shows that the millennials are going to be what saves us, believe it or not. And it's going to be, and I feel like we're going through right now, this big reset, this 40 million people out of work. You know, it's just, it's exposing us, really. And mm-hmm. I think people are going to have to change a lot of things. But it's just interesting that, and I feel like it. It's yeah. like, you know, we've gone through, and it's kind of just in my lifetime. I'm kind of in that, because
yeah.
I'm 52.
Uh-huh.
I think it ends in 2027, I think is the end of the 80-year cycle. And then we restart, but it's interesting. Go check it out. I'm going to have you check it out, too. It's kind of funny, though, how he does it. He, like, paints it. He paints the words with a little paintbrush. It's interesting. But, you know, it's, you know, where we were a year ago and where we are today, we're having to, I think one of the things it exposes, not a lot of people are very happy with what they do. And it's kind of this, we come out of high school. My kid's going to be a junior, but we're already starting, what do you want to do for college? You know, tell me what you want to do for the rest of your life. At 15, you know, and we mm-hmm. make these kind of decisions, and we pick, you know, courses or whatever it is in school. What is your job, Kyle? Do you have a job, Kyle?
I do have a job.
What's your job?
My job. So I always wanted to be a bartender when I grew up.
I love that job.
I love it. So I actually started working at Revelation Craft Brewery right at their beer garden in Hudson Fields last June.
So did you go to college?
I did.
So what was your, so what did you pick as your life career?
So I was a merchandise manager for JCPenney's. I was a buyer for them. So my degree was in retailing.
So you probably wanted to be in the fashion industry.
Fashion.
Right.
Yes. Merchandising.
So you make that choice because you love fashion. You're young and you want to get in that industry.
Thought
and
then that was the best choice for me.
And you start grinding through it and you're like,
90 hours a week.
Yeah, you're like, this isn't it. And I think this is what's happened to a lot of people. Yeah. We're, you know, when they say, listen, you're going to need to stay home, they're like, I'm down with staying home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So now people are having trouble getting back going. And so it's just, it's exposed, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't happy. I'm blessed. I have a job I love.
And you loved it then and you still love it?
Well, I was in the golf course business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a turf management degree from Rutgers. And I worked at the country club. I worked over in Easton, and I just hated it. I liked when I was, you know, raking bunkers and just had no real purpose. Just show up and go to work, and we used to have to be there early, so we get off at like 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool that way. But I loved just doing that. At some point, I was like, I wanted to go further in this career, so I got a degree in turf management, became an assistant superintendent, which I hated because now I'm having to like tell these my people, you know, I'm giving them directions. So I don't know. I just think that unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people that are just unhappy with what they're doing.
And they're finding out how unhappy they are because of this COVID, because
right.
they're staying home and then they're rethinking what they're supposed to do, where are they going to go from here?
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do? I mean,
you have to do this job at home now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I got out of that and raised my children. I didn't work when I had my babies. I said, nope, I'm not going to work.
How many kids?
I have two.
Nice. How old?
So my son is going to be 22 in a couple weeks, and he's a senior at University of Delaware.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and my daughter is 19.
Nice.
Freshman at University of Delaware. So I raised those children. I stayed home, did what I needed to do to help them get to this point. And then I wanted to do something I wanted to do.
Bartend.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
So, not, but I only do that in the summer, only one Friday. I actually run all of their social media. I run all their events. I buy all their merchandise. So the degree came back again. So I buy all of their apparel and their hats and put together their website for all the merchandise. I help out as much as I can for them. It is the best job I ever had.
Well, running social media is interesting. I mean, it will fry your brain.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Time. We can do, like with this podcast, we'll post this and we'll have, you know, it's a whole thing, you know, trying to tie it up with Instagram. Rehoboth Ale House actually reached out to me. The girl, I forget her name. Do you remember her name, Cody? The girl from Rehoboth Ale House?
Jessica?
I think it was Jessica. They hired her just to do social media. And she's this young girl out of college, and she is just into it. And what I'm learning, I kind of had an idea, but what we're learning is how important that role is, because as a 52-year-old guy that's goes diving into Instagram for a half hour, I'm like, oh, my brain. You know, it's exhausting. So that's cool that you can handle it.
Well, I've taught myself to go on YouTube and figure it out, because I'm not a big social media connoisseur. I just learned from social media or from my kids or any young person.
Well, number one, you got to do something, right? You have to throw something out there. And then number two, then they start using words like analytics. You know, what are the analytics? And you're like, oh, brother. So that's where you go into that room and you're like, ooh. But you can, you know, when's the best time to post? When do you get the most reactions? When do you get the most views? There's a whole thing to it.
There's a whole thing.
And you're like, I will say that I tried to buy a pant yesterday off Instagram. I'm obsessed right now with Gordon Ramsay. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. You donkey.
Do you watch the show?
You watch Gordon Ramsay? I love him.
I love all cooking shows.
Well, he is great. And I love the cooking. And he's like, there's like so many facets of Gordon Ramsay, right? There's like Angry Gordon. If you see some of his early kitchen nightmares from back in the like late 90s, he was very, you know, he was less dramatic. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd show up, hey, you know, and try to help. You know, and try to turn kitchens around, and he was had a little more empathy, you know. And then America got a hold of him, and you know, we love drama, so we turn the yelling up. But he does a lot of great cooking in his house with his kids, and I just think he's great. So, but I'm like, I need a Gordon Ramsay pan, you know, the kind that you burn your hand on because it doesn't have any plastic on it, just a piece of red hot steel.
Oh my God, did you get it?
No, I couldn't buy the thing off Instagram. Unfortunately, now though, all I have are pans in my feed, so I'll definitely get one. But it's this like blue carbide steel pan, and do they have Teflon on them?
I think they do.
My father-in-law's like, Teflon. Did you watch the show about the DuPonts where they've been poisoning America since the 50s? I'm like, no, I didn't.
Well, you got to be careful.
Get rid of all Teflon.
Well, when the Teflon starts coming off, that's when you have to throw the pan out.
I think he was implying that there's something that comes off it prior to that even that's killing us. So my favorite response is, I wonder how long we would live without Teflon. You know, like, how long do we want to live?
Yeah, exactly. How long do we want to live?
I think Elon Musk says, I'd rather die a few years early and eat some damn good food. So summer's coming.
Summer is coming. I can feel it in the air.
So we know you're busy on Fridays because you'd be bartending.
Fridays at Hudson Fields at the hangar, the beer garden at the hangar. So every Friday and Saturday. We're grand reopening on April the 30th. So
tell me about that. Because, you know, we've had hints. We know that they've had some bands prior to COVID. Mm-hmm. Prior to COVID, the bands were coming in. It wasn't every week. It was kind of maybe once a month, maybe. But now, so are they going to be, is that their thing? They're going to be up and running every weekend?
Only at the hangar, where the hangar is, not the big fields. So the big fields is where
By the Flying Saucer?
By the Flying Saucer.
So what's it going to be, a bar?
Yeah. So for the last 2 years, this is third year, we have a beer garden, and all the proceeds and beer sales go and support BB Medical Foundation.
Hmm.
So Revelation gives back to the BB Medical Foundation, and we set up a beer garden. We actually reconfigured the whole entire space. We have an area where the food trucks are going to be. We have an area where the bands are going to play. We have bands lined up and food trucks from the 30th of April all the way until October the 16th.
Wow.
So every Friday and Saturday.
Is it, but like, could you come down with your, like, if you, when, is it right if you don't drink beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do serve beer. We also have water.
Water.
We have sodas.
Nice.
We have Sposato's wine.
Yes.
That we sell.
We've had Karen on this podcast.
And we're going to have a little special something something on Friday nights only. And that's a little surprise.
Oh, something something on Friday nights. This sounds good.
Friday, yeah, and we're going to be open from 4 until 9 p.m. until the weather shifts and the kids get out of school, but you can bring your whole family.
So they're going to have that, they had the big stage.
So the big stage is over by the in the bigger field where the Christmas extravaganza with the
Shelltown.
Yes, that's where the big stage. That's where the event's going to be for Gavin Burrell.
So, are they two different operations?
Yes. So, the area where we're going to be is right inside the hangar.
Okay.
So, we're going to be on the edge of the hangar, and then all the seats, picnic tables. We're having pods set up for people to bring their chairs to set up on the grass. That's all in front of the hangar.
Okay.
So we can seat easily 250 people.
Wow.
And we welcome all families and their pets. And it's just a great place to just unwind and just enjoy music.
So are they going to have food trucks there every Friday?
Every Friday and Saturday.
Smash Mouth is going to be there?
Smash Mouth and Hope for Success is the first one on tap on April the 30th.
Okay.
With Kona Ice, we're going to have Revelation Yoga. We're going to have a yoga class. Hammer and Stain. So it's our big grand reopening. So we're going to have a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the folks from Smash Mouth on here. We've been back and forth. They want to come on. I just haven't figured out.
Oh, yeah. They're great people.
Yeah.
So I booked all the food trucks and the music all the way until every Friday and Saturday through the whole summer until October 16th.
Devin Canfield. Do you know him?
Yep.
Freaking so
good. Yeah, he's good too. Absolutely.
Is he going to play?
He is, yep, he's going to be playing for one of our Thankful Thursdays fundraisers. So we're hosting Thankful.
So Devin podcasts for me. He does the Catch My Riff podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the network. But I've known Devin not a long time, but I know he's hustling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's working hard at it. And we went down to the Royal Bath Ale House a couple weekends ago to go see him play on a Saturday night. Blown away. I need to reach out to him and tell him, dude, I'm blown away. He is good.
That's all, he is. He's very good.
He's good. He's got a great look. He played with his buddy Pete. Did a little Pearl Jam.
Wow.
A little sing-along.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love Devin. So that's cool. He will be playing out there at some point.
Absolutely.
Nice. Who else?
Oh, my gosh. We have a whole lineup.
Who else is playing in this town?
Oh, gosh. I wish I had my notes. I had booked them for
Jimmy Allen?
No, hey, I wish Jimmy Allen would come back.
Why? He's here. He's around.
Well, he's here, but he's not here.
Right.
He lives in Nashville, but yeah, he'll always come back and play.
Right.
That would
ask him.
Yeah, he's fantastic. We just have a tremendous amount of great local bands.
We do.
We really do. We have
Hoochie Coochie.
And we have great food trucks.
That's
too.
Actually a real band.
Is Hoochie Coochie? Hoochie Coochie?
You thought I was just being. No, it's Hoochie Coochie. They're awesome. They've been on the podcast. We've had a few people.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we used to do a podcast called Delaware Live Music.
Mm-hmm.
My vision was to bring live bands and do podcasts with them and talk to them. And we started doing that, but then I turned it over to, because I just can't do every podcast, right? I can't be involved
right,
in everything.
Right.
So I turned it over to a friend of mine up in Dover, but I think I'm not sure he was really ready for all the commitment. And then COVID hit. So then we started the Catch My Riff podcast with Devin. So trying to just, I think he's supposedly bringing in some local bands, but I'd like to get back doing Delaware Live Music podcast.
That would be fun.
And then they've announced now that, you know, tentatively, that we're going to have Firefly.
I just heard that. My husband, we're big Firefly people.
Big Firefly people. We are too. August. Love it.
August.
September.
Oh, now it's September?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
September the 23rd to the 26th.
Okay.
So, and they haven't allowed, and it's tentative, so I'm sure it'll just be however the summer goes, but, and they haven't announced any band lineups.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping for Pearl Jam, so if you say prayers at night, maybe you can add that to your prayer, Pearl Jam prayer. But they just announced that Pearl Jam will be postponing all of their UK and European dates until 2022.
Most likely because they're going to be here, right?
At Firefly. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Positive. I appreciate that. So what else? You had a whole bunch of stuff that we wanted to talk about. So you had some other dates.
So I actually also were doing Thankful Thursdays on Thursdays.
Okay.
So that starts on June the 3rd. So I... working with Revelation, and because we were always at the beer garden,
right.
It's such a beautiful spot, the most beautiful sunsets. People just come out and relax on a Friday and Saturday. So
is this out at Hudson again?
At Hudson, okay. At the hangar. So I wanted to try to reach out to local nonprofits to
sure.
help them with fundraising.
Sure.
They have all suffered greatly, just like all of us.
What's is it? Sodel? The Soto? Not Sodel, but what's her name? LaMotta, Stacy. You know Stacy LaMotta? She does that Sodel Fest, I think it is. I think she's a nonprofit. She's pretty.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it. I know there is a Stacy LaMotta. I'm associating her with the right thing. But yeah, so that's good. Oh, so
yeah,
cool.
So I put together another little committee and. I asked Julie Hudson if she would work this
her second
with us.
Committee.
Oh my gosh! Well, this was our first one, and with Andrea Senturk, who owns T-shirt World on the Avenue, and she has been here her whole life. That you need her on your podcast.
Well, we're gonna have a conversation
yeah.
because I'd like to have Julie. I'd like to have her husband on. We,
yeah.
you know, I've known
Christian.
Well, I knew Craig.
Oh, okay.
I used to cut Craig's hair.
Oh,
and I've never met a cooler guy. Really, in all my life, I've never, you know, just a great guy. He's passed now, but I'll never forget. It was a snowy day, and I was cutting his hair over when I was working over at Bling, and somebody threw out some trash out of their car, and he literally walked over to that car, picked up the trash, opened the door, threw the trash at him, and shut the door. I don't know what he said, but he was pretty fearless. He was definitely right in the middle of his, you know, his cancer, unfortunately, but. I'll never forget that. Just the motherfucker just threw the trash at him and shut the door. And I was like, wow. But it's a great family. Joe Hudson, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'd love to get them.
I would love to do, even with all of them, with the committee,
mm-hmm.
with Thankful Thursdays, that turned into, it's going to be amazing. So we got together at Revelation and we wanted to think of the name first.
Mm.
Julie came out right out within 3 seconds. How about Thankful Thursdays?
There you go.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Let's go with it. So we reached out. This was in December. And then 2 weeks later, I had reached out to 20 nonprofits, local nonprofits, and booked all 20 from
I need you to start working for me.
June 3rd until
I need your help.
Until October the 14th.
Okay.
Every 20 consecutive Thursdays, with the where we would host Revelation and Hudson, we would host their event with, and I would book them their food trucks as well as booking them music that was all donated from all the local musicians.
Wow.
One of them is D.D. Canfield. So it turned. Now I just actually booked donation yoga for each and every one of those nonprofits. They will then go ahead and submit for.
Well, what about like getting these people some money?
Well,
I mean, what about giving these people some work and earn some money?
So we host it, and then it's their job to go ahead and put out information to. People that are volunteers for their own fundraising,
right.
and then get people there to
right.
bring in people to start helping them raise money for that day.
Okay.
So it's going to, and, you know, we'll donate as well. Revelation will donate. And we have a lot of nice things happening for them. And they just spread the word, whether they want to advertise in the
Cape
Gazette.
Is this the third Thursday? Is this that goes to BB?
This is goes to them.
To Hudson.
To no, this fundraiser is going to all the local nonprofits each day. So Thursday, June 3rd, is Clothing Our Kids.
Okay.
So that fundraiser and all the money that is made during that day goes to Clothing
okay,
Our Kids.
Okay, so this is like, okay.
We're hosting them.
I get it now. I thought we were like, why is everybody donating their time? I thought it was just this thing, but no, you're raising money for nonprofits.
For nonprofits.
And then in turn doing their... donating their time, they get exposure. So mm-hmm. it works. Okay.
It works out, and then people will, maybe they'll have silent auctions, or it's up to them to create what they want to create to earn and raise money for their fundraiser. We right. just are giving them a place, a space. We're serving, drinks or whatever. They have to get the liquor license. It's totally up to them.
Right. No, it makes sense now.
And then they roll with it.
I thought it was just this cool Thankful Thursday and everyone shows up.
So each one is specifically for that local nonprofit.
Is Thursday is there another day they're going to have bands at down there at all, or is it just going to be?
So at the hangar, that's it. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays.
At the hangar. Okay.
And then at the big field, that's up to... The Hudsons. On
if they can bring in some bigger acts.
Who can they bring in, and who's willing to start performing for them?
Well, we are excited. I am ready for some live music. We do a Firefly podcast, actually. That's kind of how we started a couple years ago. It was me and Dion Lamb and Trey Krause and Jordan Gum doing a podcast promoting the bands in Firefly, you know. Like, we were just going through them all.
Wow.
And just trying to give people, you know, a little listen uh-huh. to everybody, because it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of music.
A lot of bands.
And my buddy Dion, we call him, what's Dion? He's the, what do we call Dion? Not the professional. The legend.
The legend.
The legend. Dion Lamb is a legend. And he is a legend, man, because he will take every band and he'll create playlists. He'll create, I guess the kind of the route for the day of the mm-hmm. show. So like, you know, by 9:30 be at this stage, and then you might have to leave a little early, but catch this band here. He really puts a lot of effort into it. And I actually used to cut his wife's hair, and she used to tell me, oh, my husband Dion, he is just into this, you know, playing all the music. And I was like, so when we started it, I reached out to him. I'm like, Dion, do you want to do this? He's like, absolutely. So it's been fun, because now we do the Discovery Music Podcast, which is just new music, but now that they've announced it, and hopefully once we get a lineup, if we get a lineup, mm-hmm. we can start firing that podcast back up again.
Because
it's a lot of bands, and it's hard. If you don't know what you're doing there, you can miss some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my husband and my daughter, they actually, when they find out all the bands, they listen and they jot down exactly where they're going to be. At what stage?
Right,
it's
right.
like a whole plot.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking
about.
So
hopefully this happens and we get a lineup announced. And then once we do, we'll probably transition into the Discovery Music Podcast Firefly Edition.
Yeah, that's good.
And just start grinding through the bands. Because I've seen some really cool bands. The record company was good. Then what was it? The Naked Party. They were great. It was just a lot of cool bands I'd have never heard mm-hmm. of if I hadn't kind of done a little bit of research.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the lineup is.
I am too. Pearl Jam? Pearl Jam, if you're listening. Hi, Eddie. Come on down to Firefly. Come on down, Firefly. Well, they are scheduled to play in New Jersey in September.
Wow. Are you going?
No. Yeah, well, it's sold out. I would.
It's sold out
I would,
already?
Absolutely.
Don't
I would.
Need to. They're coming to Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
Give me what's that? What's
the Hudson?
Where are they playing? Is it, what's the festival? Do you remember the In and Out?
Oh, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, the New Jersey festival they're playing, In and Out or something. I forget what it is, but if they're around here and that's still happening, maybe they'll come play. I mean, Carlos says they're the number one band. They're the number one requested band to play Firefly, but he also is.
Just as big as a Pearl Jam.
Yeah, he's the biggest Pearl Jam fan. Well, besides me. He's a little lower than me. He's funny. How do you know Carlos from floating?
Yeah.
He's a pain in the ass.
I met him when I first went to Urban Float, and there he was.
He's funny.
Love him Carlos. And Amy's wonderful.
30 tickets remaining.
How many?
30.
See?
For where? What's it called? North Beach, Ashbury Park, the Pearl Jam, Avett Brothers, See Here Now Festival. That's it. 30 tickets remaining. Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Who knew?
And they got one.
Dana Point. That's San Diego.
Okay.
That's September. Shit. That means they're going to be in. Oh, no. Oh, no. Looks like they're in San Diego the 24th through the 26th.
Yeah. Looks like.
So no Firefly.
Looks like that's a no. No for the Firefly, man.
I am 66 tickets remaining, though. That
you could go.
We could go.
You could. So we could do a dual podcast. We Zoom and you from.
Kings of Leon, Eddie Vedder. So that's not even Pearl Jam. No, that's just Eddie Vedder.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, how many? You want me to get all 30 tickets?
Get all 30. What else do we have? Do we have...
That's Gather.
You're a hustler.
I try.
I love it.
I have so many hats that I put on, and I just have to put on the right hat for the right job.
Have you always been that way?
I am... Not this intense right now, just because, you know, unfortunately with giving back to Gavin, I mean, that's something that just happened. So we wanted to focus on that as well. But
do you find your drive changes? Like, I know that at 52, I'm feeling more, I don't know, I think a lot about dying or my age or just kind of, you know, it's your second half, right? I mean,
I don't think about dying. I think about how I'm going to live. I don't know, since these kids, my kids went off to college and we became empty nesters only soon, you know, during COVID, one of them came home or then the other one came home and I'm like, get out. Like, I was so sad to become an empty nester and now I'm like loving life.
Everything changes. I'm not sitting around chewing my nails thinking about dying. Okay. But I mean, my point is that we're limited. I'm guessing 100 years.
Yeah.
And I know people that are 98. I'm not looking. I don't want to be in 100. I want to be, maybe around 85. You know, my dad's 83. He's doing really well. He's getting around, but I can see. So, the point is, I guess, I know I wasted a lot of time early on in my life. So I try to make the most of it now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, getting out, being involved, helping people, doing stuff, having conversations where maybe 20 years ago I may have been like, whatever, it's not my problem. Where now I'm like, hey, what's going on? So I just feel like as I've gotten older, I'm more excited about doing stuff. And I didn't know if that maybe happened with you or you just
I've just been a pistol
all your life.
I've been a pistol all my life. And I've always had involved myself in a lot of different things. But now I'm just involving myself in things that really mean even more to me. Just that much more.
Well, you know, that's part of, you know, like, I don't want to get into a whole bunch of, like, sobriety stuff, but the point of, like, getting sober and then in the end, really, you're about being helpful, being giving back to others. And,
right. You
know, this doesn't have anything to do with sobriety, but there is a part of our lives at this point, really, where it's about helping others because at some point we're just... We've seen it. We've been around. We've done it. We have to kind of give back to find some sort of serenity.
There's so many people that need a cheerleader in their life. I want to be a cheerleader in as many people's lives as I possibly can, especially, you know, my family, but more so with helping others that are in need.
Yeah.
And if my way of helping others in need, like Thankful Thursday, the only way I was able to do that is because I work with Revelation. So it gave me the avenue, knowing and seeing what we did last year and how much fun it was and how many people love being in the open air beer garden. And we gave back to BB Medical Foundation and that whole thing. It just looked like, why not do more?
Right. No.
In this space that we are so lucky to be able to use.
And it sounds like you're finding people that want to do stuff. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's like, hey, we need some help. I'll help. I mean, it's like...
Everyone wants to help. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to help in some fashion. And everyone has their own expertise, too.
Yeah.
You know, when I asked Andy if his children would like to be, Hope for Success, their band, would like to be part of Give to Gavin, his event. He was like, absolutely, but can I help getting other bands? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, that's not my forte.
Right.
And then he got the Funsters and Love Seed Mama Jump and such great bands that I wouldn't have been able to do.
Love Seed. That's why I'm sober today.
Really?
Well, partied a lot that summer. I never drank that much before. Well, I blame Love Seed.
Well, there we have amazing bands coming, donating their time for,
Gavin. Did you used to see Love Seed?
You know what? I don't think I ever saw them.
Oh, my God. When I first moved here, like in 94, I moved here in the winter of 94. That summer, I think I found my first adventure with Love Seed. Uh-huh. Wow. Thursdays. It wasn't thankful, though. Very bad.
It wasn't thankful.
I remember I drank so much, I drove my car. If anybody remembers how that parking lot used to be, I'm just driving. Next thing you know, I'm right off the curb into the middle of Route 1. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I better get sober.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, Kyle, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and you come back. Listen, if you got something going on, you want to get some more, you know,
we're building. Lots are going on.
Yeah, but if you want to come and share it, the door's always open for you.
Thank you.
We're a platform for you.
Well,
we're here to help.
I appreciate it. Absolutely.
Do you have, so is there a website, any place that if people are like, what the hell are they talking about?
So
is there a place they can go find all this info?
Sure. So on Facebook, if you just go to Gather and Give.
Gather
and Give. For Gavin.
For Gavin.
And Julie came up with that name too.
The three G's.
Yes.
Gather, Give for Gavin.
Gather and Give for Gavin. It's a Facebook page that I created, so you can see all the different things that are happening on May 16th from 12 to 6.
Well, I've said it before. If there's ever an issue in the past, Catherine was usually at the head of trying to figure out how we can, you know, help whoever is mm-hmm. in need. And I know I will always be indebted to her. I think she's great. They've come on the podcast and so you can't help a better family. They're just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also giving a lot of, like, revelations. And a lot of these people that have really spent the last year probably wondering, are we even going to make it?
Right.
So to give some people the opportunity, gives us the opportunity to support Gavin and also support some of these other local businesses that are hanging on. And but, yeah, like I said, if you got – so the website – one more time.
So that's Facebook.
Okay, that's
so
on Facebook.
Facebook is Gather and Give for Gavin.
Okay.
And then at Hudson Fields, you can do Instagram or on Facebook.
Okay.
Is all about the beer garden at Hudson Fields. And then we will create events starting coming closer to June 3rd for Thankful Thursdays.
So I'm slightly confused.
So for
Instagram.
Instagram for Hudson Fields, the beer garden at Hudson Fields, starting on April the 30th, which is a Friday and a Saturday, all the way through the summer through October 16th. You can find that on Revelation's Facebook page as well as Hudson Fields Facebook page and Instagram for both.
So just Hudson Fields on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's not a beer garden at Hudson Fields Instagram.
It's Hudson and I believe it's Hudson HF.
Okay.
Hudson Fields.
Okay. I just want to.
And then on Facebook is Hudson Fields.
Okay.
As well as Revelation Facebook.
Cool.
Lots of information on there.
I just put you to the social. I put you to the social media flame. Put you to the test. Well, Kyle, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. You know, Carlos is the one. You got to have my friend Kyle on. She's awesome. So
Aww. He's
right. You are.
Aw, thanks.
And the door's
thanks,
always
Carlos.
Open for you. Yeah, thanks, Carlos. You're welcome. It's his favorite thing to say. but, you know, like I said, if you got anything, if we can help in any way, let us know.
I will. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours.